We met Kathy Biscotti on New Year's Day.
I'm 51 years old, born, bred, raised in Baltimore. My father was a plumber, my mother was a nurse. I've worked my whole life for everything I've ever had.
Kathy lost her job as an office assistant 6 months ago. She received her last unemployment check on December 31st.
I received on Tuesday $332. And now I have to decide what to do. If I give it to my landlord, then I have no money at all.
Biscotti is one of 1.3 million Americans grappling with the same dilemma. Congress allowed their extended unemployment benefits to lapse December 28 because conservative lawmakers said extending benefits beyond the standard 26 weeks makes people less likely to look for work. Among them, Republican Senator Rand Paul, who spoke on Fox News.
If you extend it beyond that, you do a disservice to these workers.
But advocates for the unemployed say that's not true. Christine Owens, executive director at the National Employment Law Project, says the majority of the 4 million Americans who receive benefits want to work.
These are not folks who are just sort of sitting around on their couch watching TV and eating Christmas candy. These are people who have made a full-time job out of trying to find another job.
For Biscotti, that's 10 to 20 job applications per week.
I applied for a job yesterday. There were 865 applications went in for that one job.
Without benefits, Biscotti fears she could soon be homeless, unable to afford food or even bus fare for job interviews. Her New Year's resolution is to find work.
I hope that things turn around in 2014 and I find a job. But I'm pretty much hopeless, in despair, discouraged, ashamed.
Lawmakers have extended long-term benefits 11 times, something President Obama insists Congress needs to do when lawmakers return from holiday recess.
I think we're a better country than that. We don't abandon each other when times are tough.
A bipartisan group is expected to introduce a three-month extension when Congress resumes work, but proponents say it could be a tough sell. Support for extended benefits has waned as the economy has improved. But despite recent job gains, the number of Americans unemployed 27 weeks or longer remains at a record high, representing about 40% of all unemployed Americans. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.